FIR. Even as overall crime rates in the city of Roanoke trend downward, dozens of gun violence incidents over the past few years and more than a dozen fatalities just this year alone have some residents wondering, is the Star City a safe place? Well, the city of Roanoke has been pushing back by establishing the Gun Violence Prevention Commission. Joining WFIR anchor reporter Gene Moreno and me live in studio right now, Roanoke City Councilman Joe Cobb, who chaired that commission, and one item action from that initiative, Chris Roberts, also with us, who joined the city as the Youth and Gang Violence Prevention Coordinator back in October. And Joe and Chris, pleasure to have you both here and to talk about a very important issue in Roanoke. Thank you for coming.
Thanks, Joey.
Thanks, Joey, for having us.
All righty. Let's start off. First off, talk about your background, Chris, which includes experience in the juvenile justice system. And what attracted you to this position with this city?
Sure. Like, again, 20 years and working with the youth, the court involved, with the state probation and parole, was a probation supervisor over Roanoke City, worked at our local detention center for 7 years. Working with that population in and of itself, we were kind of working in silos there. I was just focused on that population, court-involved kids and youth, and making sure they were successful moving through the court orders in the terms of the probation. This position here allows me to work with my community specifically and everyone in the community, be it youth, be it young adults. Doesn't really have any kind of restrictions on who I can touch, and who I can serve, and who I can help. So that was the most attractive thing about this position.
Now, good morning, guys. Joe, I know both of you can answer, but I know, Joe, you and other commission members have talked about this holistic approach to solving this issue, especially with young people. And Chris was hired, I think, a couple outreach workers also with the help of a grant. Is this part of the holistic approach to, you know, solving this problem? And I'm sure when you were working in the juvenile justice system, Chris, that you saw a lot of kids that, man, if they just had a little guidance, but is this, you know, they would have gone in another direction. Is this part of the holistic approach?
It is, because really the focus is relationships. And we know that the more people have stable and secure and promising relationships, the more they thrive. And so being able to dedicate three really well-experienced and community-engaged people in this work as staff people who can do this every day makes a significant difference alongside all of the incredible community partners that we have. So building relationships is a key to the long-term success of this.
And Chris Roberts, you were saying that you're still in that kind of building relationship mode. Is there always, like, because you're with the city and all that, is there always some suspicion you have to overcome, or some trepidation, or people saying this isn't going to work? Or what are you seeing out there when you're trying to, you know, get involved with the communities?
Of course. I mean, you have the community we're working with and the population we're working with a group of people and population that's distrustful, apathetic in and of itself. So we get through that by building those relationships, as Mr. Cobb talked about, you know, seeing them, meet them in their space, talking to them face to face, letting them know there's a person behind this name of Chris Roberts, the Youth and Gang Violence Coordinator Prevention. Letting them know I live in this community, I'm committed, and we'll walk you through that apathy, walk you to building trust in the service providers that we're trying to get you linked to, and letting them know that we're committed. We're committed to the relationships we're dealing with, and we're committed to invest our time in reaching our goal.
Let me ask you go back to that question I kind of brought up. When you were working in the juvenile justice system, did you see kids that if they had just had a better home life, or had more of an idea what they wanted to do in the future, or had gotten into an educational path, that they would have not wound up in the system?
That's correct. And, you know, you have folks that the kids that we're working with in the juvenile system, they come into their own and realizing their place in the world when they first hit middle school. And that can be destructive to them and their motivation. So when we come in, we want to build those skills, build those goals, have them look forward, and help them, give them the skills to reach those goals. Same situation here in this position now, the Youth and Gang Violence Coordinator. What we want to do is build skills, invest our time in creating goals for folks, and invest our time in giving them access to the service and the skills that are sitting in that community.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with City Councilman Joe Cobb and Chris Roberts, who's the Youth and Gang Violence Prevention Coordinator for the City of Roanoke. Now, I'm just wondering, have you seen yet on your fact-finding part of your initiation that were gang influence, maybe gang influence has kept some people from offering up information about some of these gun violence incidents? I know there's a number of them, Joe, that they've not been able to identify a suspect. Have you seen that yet, or are you hearing things about that?
Well, I think that's accurate. I think that there, for many folks involved in gangs, there's a vow of silence. Mm-hmm. But I think even beyond that, I think for one reason or another, people want to protect themselves from retaliation, from retribution, and so they don't talk.
Right.
We have seen some breakthroughs recently with some arrests being made in collaboration with U.S. Marshals Office, so that's encouraging. But, you know, part of the challenge is when people are afraid and don't want to talk because they want to protect themselves or protect somebody else, it makes making progress on this even more difficult.
Is that part of the ice you want to break through, Chris, where more people feel comfortable and they feel that the city's got their back, that they're able to, you know, if they have information, to be able to give it out?
Of course. And in building those relationships and talking with the folks in the community, we have people that are extremely anxious and passionate about speaking up, doing the good work, solving some of these unsolved crimes, and being the voice in their community. I've been fortunate enough to meet a group of men who are willing to be violence interrupters, mind movers, committed to changing the thought process in the community, holding people accountable, and addressing, you know, the issues that they have in their own particular community. They want to take ownership of that. And, you know, so again, it's a slow process to get people to trust you, to get people to open up. But I believe that they're having conversations amongst themselves, and you have community leaders making people feel safe to talk to them because they live in the community. They may have a checkered background, and they're tired of the things that are going on in the community. They want to take a stand.
You know, I'm wondering, and we'll talk with City Councilman Joe Cobb and Chris Roberts, the Youth and Gang Violence Prevention Coordinator. This problem didn't happen overnight, or this situation. So, there's a lot of good people in Northwest and Southeast where the bulk of these things happen. Or is there frustration in those communities that this hasn't been fixed yet? Are there some people, Joe, that they understand it's a long process?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, I think everybody's frustrated. Everybody's exhausted, and because we saw such a rise in gun violence incidents during a pandemic, that it just exacerbated everything. So you've got fatigue, you've got anxiety, you've got frustration, and you've got this understanding that not only do people throughout our city want to feel safe and be able to thrive, but they want to be able to do that for a long time. And so I think that's why our prevention and intervention work is so critical for the long term. It's one of the things we say to the state and to the federal government, that the more you can support our efforts financially with funding, in addition to what we do as a locality, the better we can address this over the long term. We can't just do something now for 6 months and expect it to go away.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not just about gun violence. It's about violence in general, and gun violence is a big piece of that.
All right, it's 8:52 at WFIR. Roanoke City Councilman Joe Cobb is here with us. Also, Chris Roberts, Youth and Gang Violence Prevention Coordinator. Chris, how have you been interfacing with the Roanoke Police Department, perhaps the Reset Trauma Team Coordinator Lori Merchant and others in Roanoke as you go about your job?
Those guys have been welcome me in with open arms. I've worked with Mr. Merchant, you know, with the state. He was actually my mentor there and actually brought me in as a probation officer. So I have a long-lasting professional relationship and a friendly relationship with Mr. Merchant as well. I've been on several walks with him just to see, you know, the effects of the Reset team firsthand, and it was incredible. Knocking on these doors, people you don't know, and they're talking about what's going on their street, in their community, and glad that we came and that Mr. Merchant is there to offer services to folks. We've also seen some folks take advantage of that, be it therapy, be it counseling, be it mentorship, be it apprenticeships. He's working extremely hard to make sure that people have access to services, and he's bringing it to their front door. And I think, you know, the community is very receptive to that. They're appreciative of that. And I mean, he's getting a lot of good press from the citizens that he's affected in that manner. And speaking with the police and Chief Roman, open his doors to me, whatever I need from them, how they can help our efforts. He's willing to do that. I can speak to any officer in the department. He's given a blessing. Captain Bodell's done the same thing. They're very open. And I can appreciate that. They're supportive as well. And that's the message I take to the community. These people are not here to hurt you, and the police are willing to work with anyone that can make this community healthy as a whole.
And we should tell people what Lloyd Merchant's doing. The Reset team is going in after an incident to a particular area.
That's correct.
And I guess that's important just to let people know that we're not forgetting about you. We're not just marking off another statistic on the crime analysis charts that we...
That's exactly right.
Right.
Yeah, these are people, these are families, they have names, they have relationships. And I think that, you know, comparatively, when we see the gun violence incidents in Roanoke, we're a smaller urban city, but because of that, the impact and the way that touches us as a community is much broader than maybe some larger cities.
I'm just wondering, you know, the Gun Violence Prevention Commission and the task force had several different names. You talked about holistic approaches, Joe, like, you know, jobs, education, opportunity, keeping young people away from gangs. Some of these other things, you know, as far as opportunity, economic opportunity, educational, are the wheels turning on any of that at this point?
Oh, yeah, big time. You know, we were able to really launch a lot of things with the funding we got from the state. And in the city's own budget, we were able to do our first round of mini grants. The commission is meeting next week to actually lay out the process for the prioritized ARPA funding, $2 million that'll be invested here locally on violence interruption efforts. So the community can look for in the next couple of weeks an application process to submit proposals, to submit ideas on how we can address violence interruption and prevention in the community.
You know, I was reading something about the city of Portsmouth, Virginia, and they're going through a lot of the same holistic approach as Roanoke is here, as far as identifying there's a problem, but looking at the root causes of the problem. So is that holistic approach, Chris, is that something we're going to have to do, you know, not just go after the bad guys, but really get down to the root cause of what's going on with these kids?
Absolutely. In my experience in working with the youth at the court involved, I've never seen a juvenile be able to change his environment, you know, so we need everyone. We need everyone in the household. We need everyone this kid touched, the relationships he had, to be involved to any type of degree.
We need the adults to be more connected.
Correct. We need to be able to give them skills and support to be able to do their job as a parent and a leader in the community. The people that I've worked with or been able to discover in the community, the agencies and the private providers, they are anxious to get started to work with these families. It's been amazing to know the resources that we have here in Roanoke already. And the people are doing good work with the clientele that I have. With that being said, that's the problem. You know, they're doing good works in silos with the people they're serving. My job is to make sure that we have, that everyone has access to those services that are sitting in their community.
And get them all connected so all these groups are not reinventing the wheel.
Correct. Correct. You know, when one influence stops, another one picks up. Mm. You know, well, one can serve a kid, another one can't. You know, but we want to make sure that everyone has access. And like I've told families before and other agencies, when I come in the door of my team, it's just not myself and two youth outreach workers. We're bringing the community. We're bringing the city manager's office. We're bringing resources to you to try to identify and make your family healthy and strong.
We're talking Roanoke City Councilman Joe Cobb and Chris Roberts, the Youth and Gang Violence Prevention Coordinator. I'll give the last question to you. You have about a minute left, Chris. I'm just wondering if anything's really surprised you from talking with people over the last 2 months. Anything surprised you or any direction maybe change or something you didn't think about?
I knew Roanoke had a lot of resources. I just didn't know where they were. And in these 60 days, I've talked to everyone who told me to talk to someone. If someone says, you know, we have Bill Smart, go talk to Rob Leonard.
Go learn a job, a trade.
Never knew he was there, didn't know what his building was. When I went there, I was amazed at the services that he can offer to the community and how humanitarian he has, that humanitarian perspective he has on life. And whoever can come in here and get this straight, whether it's a father, son, a mother, daughter, mother, son, come in. We'll help you get these skills and put you to work. So it's been amazing to meet these folks.
Right. We're going to have to leave it there. Joe Cobb and Chris Roberts talking about the gun violence issue in Roanoke. Thanks for joining us, gentlemen.
Thank you.